From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Tight state and local budgets are hitting school districts hard. Many have managed to avoid extreme measures, like laying off teachers or cutting their salaries, until now. In Silicon Valley, one school district is cutting every employee's paycheck, from custodians to the superintendent. NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
The pay cut is nearly 5% across the board, hardly what Superintendent Steve Rowley had in mind 3 years ago when he joined the Fremont Union High School District.
When I walked in the door, we had a huge financial crisis, partly because we had a great loss of revenue from the state, and we had a dramatically falling commercial tax base, which provides our revenue to us.
Thanks to the dot-com bust, some office parks in Silicon Valley are ghost towns, causing a free fall in property tax receipts. Faced with an $8 million budget gap, Rowley did what so many other cash-strapped districts have already done. He cut courses, increased class size, even dropped seventh period. When that didn't close the gap, he cut salaries as a last resort. A block from Rowley's office sits Fremont High School, home of the Firebirds. A dozen low-slung buildings with red tile roofs dot the campus. In one courtyard, students are holding a lunchtime dance contest to shore up morale. Fremont High has a diverse population. 65 languages are spoken here, and its 1,800 students range from middle income to desperately poor. In the faculty cafeteria, talk turns to the rollbacks, which just took effect. Jessica Bronco, who teaches Spanish, says the 4.9% pay cuts range from $50 to several hundred dollars per month, depending on a teacher's seniority.
We certainly feel very strongly as teachers. We're feeling it in our pocketbook right now, and we're, you know, and it's definitely an emotional thing. It's very hard on morale, but it is everyone in the district that's going through the same thing right now at the same time.
Teacher pay cuts are so rare, the American Federation of Teachers can cite only two instances in the past 15 years. The faculty at Fremont High are hoping a November ballot initiative will bail the district out. It calls for a special $98 tax on each parcel of property. Parents such as Jennifer Portune are strong backers of the measure. She says with big construction projects going up around town, voters need to get their priorities straight.
Hey, all this money, they're building shopping centers and everything, but we can't pay our teachers enough? No.
But this is California, home of the taxpayer revolt. The parcel tax measure requires a two-thirds vote to pass, and it's trailing slightly in the polls. Peggy Ron Lindy just shakes her head. The principal of Fremont High, she's out walking the campus after lunch, rounding up stragglers.
Come on, you guys, let's go! You're late, let's go!
Ron Lindy says no one likes a pay cut, but she's not worried about herself.
For me, it's about, you know, the effect it's going to have on kids.
Without community support for the parcel tax, Ron Lindy says the consequences for students will be dire. Fewer courses, bigger classes, less after-school tutoring. In short, loss of the personalized education she says the students here need to prosper.
For a school like Fremont, where you have language needs, you have economic needs, you have, you know, parents that are working hard, three jobs, and kids that are going home and being the parent to their siblings, it's like, they need us as parents here. They need their teachers.
The only other hope for this school district now is a renewed boom in Silicon Valley, which would increase property tax receipts. But no one sees that on the horizon. Elaine Corey, NPR News.